Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
Shane Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, bringing this back from the group Heart. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Diane DeRusse, a longtime Brain Trust member, author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Pizzazz, and Punch. And she is also the author of Give Fear the Finger, right, Diane?
That's right. The subtitle is How to Knock Out Fear of Public Speaking. And, you know, that's one of the key skills for entrepreneurs, because speaking is a great marketing tool, yet it's so underutilized because of the fear factor. And that's why I wrote Give Fear the Finger.
Right. And that, and you got a new deal, a special deal, 99 cents on Amazon right now.
Right. For this month, and the month's almost up in conjunction with
Get
Women's
busy.
History Month. Yeah.
So check it out. You wrote an outstanding article, 10 Steps to Confidence. For anybody, really, but I know you're wanting to focus on women. One of the points that I think is really important to talk about is free from judgment. Eliminate your need for perfection and stop shouldering on yourself. What does shouldering mean?
Shoulding. Stop shoulding.
Shoulding. Oh, I'm reading it wrong. Oh, I see there. It doesn't have an ER in there. Shoulding. I'll repeat my question. What does shoulding mean?
I should have done this. I should do that. I should do this. And so stop shoulding on yourself. And, you know, if you say it that way, it sounds like something else. It's a double entendre. But stop making things difficult for yourself and being judging. So you want to be free from judgment, a judgment-free zone, because that builds confidence. So instead of focusing on the negative, when you leave a meeting or any kind of interaction, what did you do well? What were some of the positives?
Mm-hmm.
And write those down, because your brain will start to go there. So you'll build your confidence as you start to focus on the positive. And related to that is the O in confident, which stands for other-centered. And you know what I tell people, and they look at me, but it's so true. I'll say, you know, if you're being nervous, you're being self-centered, because it's all about me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about yourself, get over yourself, and ask yourself, how can I serve my stakeholders? How can I serve my audience?
Mm-hmm.
And people have looked at me and said, you know, when you said that, that really helped. Yes, because it shifts from a fear state to an other state, to a focus on others.
Right. You know, when you talk about the judgment thing, the shooting thing, I was talking to my wife one day, and she was talking about, I was teasing her about guilt. You know, she was creating some guilt for herself on something or other. And she says, well, why don't men feel guilty? And I said, we feel guilty plenty of times when we think we're guilty. I said, but the difference between us and between men and women is we don't manufacture guilt.
Yeah,
and don't you think women do that sometimes?
Yeah, women are perfectionistic, much harder on ourselves.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important, if you want to build your confidence, to be really clear about what you want as an intention, to focus on how you can serve others instead of focusing on yourself and what you're feeling.
Right.
And to lighten up on yourself and to focus on what you did well. Stop judging.
And sweat the important stuff, not everything.
Yeah.
Don't sweat the smart stuff. Only sweat the important stuff, right?
Exactly.
And so, as someone said once, don't major in the minors.
Right. Well, you know, women tend to get involved in the details. That's not, those little things are not as important. What was the outcome?
However, every organization needs people like that. That's the reason why you see a lot of women in certain jobs. And they seem to flourish there. They flourish there because they, you know, and, but if you want to be an executive, if you want to be promoted, if you want to move up in the ranks, you've got to learn how to do the detail. Men and women have to learn how to do the detail to get the job done, but not live there, right? You've got to move on.
And so part of being confident is, how do I take all these details and deliver them in a way that's concise? And that's another key. For confidence. People who are confident or perceived as confident know how to speak succinctly. They're concise.
Right.
So they speak the language of the listener, and they give them the bullet points to highlight. So if you can do that, give them a helicopter view, people will perceive you as to the point and confident. Mm-hmm. If you're getting stuck in the weeds, you don't sound like you know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So clarity is confidence.
Should you also mirror what the person you're working with and for thinks is important, your boss, your customer? Shouldn't you mirror what they think is important?
Yes, absolutely. You need to enter someone else's world, and that's that other-centered concept that I was talking about
right.
as well. And to be able to get out there and network so that you're talking to other people, you're building alliances, because that's going to build your confidence as well, instead of
right.
trying to be a lone ranger, which is sometimes what women do. We'll go
mm-hmm.
back into the office, try harder, work harder. No, mm-hmm. you need to build alliances, because those are the people who will support you, and that's going to bring confidence when they're on your side.
Can I say one other thing that's a little bit off script, Diane? And again, everybody knows I mean this in my heart. One of the things that I have to talk to the ladies who work with me about is stop managing projects and kill them. Put a stake through their heart. Put a bullet in their head. Finish the project. Get it off your desk. Don't just manage it. Wrap it up and get rid of it. What do you think?
Yes, I have a
Is that good advice?
Coach. Yes, it's very good advice. I had a business coach who used to say, done is better than perfect. And
right.
I used to write that down, because we've got to get off the perfection business
mm-hmm.
because that is not confidence. When you
I think
feel like
some...
you have to...
Go ahead. No, finish.
When you have to cover every little detail, that's not a confident person. Confident person says, I know 80% of it. Here's my idea.
I need your website quickly, Diane.
Diresta.com, DIRESTA.com.
And don't forget her 99-cent book at Amazon. Give fear the finger. Diane, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.